The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 6 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, my name's Cammie, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Cammie.
Having a change of heart has been really important in my recovery. And I think, well, first of all, well, my addiction, I was really prideful. I didn't think Heavenly Father could help me. I didn't want Heavenly Father to help me. I didn't care if Heavenly Father wanted to help me. So I just didn't care to ask, and I just kind of thought church was church. But one part that I've always cared about the gospel is eternal families. And my family was always concerned about my eating disorder, and they always, at least my mom always suggests that I ask my Heavenly Father for help. And almost 2 years ago when I finally had my change of heart and started asking Heavenly Father for help, that's when I had my change of heart. And I think, I know my Heavenly Father knows what's important to me, and those are the things that He really does help me with. And my eating disorder was really hard for me, and I didn't feel like anyone understood it, especially my family. My mom thought it was her fault, which it wasn't. It's not. And I always, like, every day I just planned on quitting the next day. Or when I was skinny enough, I was going to stop. And I had all these silly rules in my mind. And it took up all my time. And even when I went to church, the things people said either made it worse. Almost the thing people said made it worse. And sometimes, well, even today, which is kind of hard for me, going to church is still kind of something I struggle with. We go every week, but I don't know, I guess
just the other ladies in Relief Society, it just really bothers me how people are so focused on what they look like and other things. And but I know that because it's such a struggle for me, it's where I'm supposed to be. But so grateful today that I can just kind of like what Scott was talking about is just kind of have a little trigger. Like, one of the things people think about is they base what they're going to eat next on what they ate before, which is a silly thing to do. And I had that come to my mind, and I was like, that is ridiculous. And so it quickly left my mind, and I know it's only because my Heavenly Father knows that I don't want this in my life anymore. It's just amazing to me. And I'm just really grateful for this program. I never thought that, you know, coming to these meetings would be my favorite thing. I love being surrounded by other addicts and just, you know, everyone's non-judgmental, and it's just a really great place to be. And you can really feel our Savior's love here. And for other people, it's helped me to be, I think, just more caring for other people. And, you know, I'm still working on getting rid of my character weaknesses, but I'm grateful that I don't have to, you know, struggle with this. It's just kind of a minor detail in my life. And I say these things in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Thanks, Kenny.
The full episode for Step 6 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.